City. This is 2GO Summer Breakfast with Mandy and Widow. Feels good,
Central Coast City. Hello, Wednesday. Hello, Widow.
Hi, Mandy. Hi,
and happy International Radio Day.
Yeah,
World Radio Day.
Where would we be without Marconi, hey?
Where would we be without you listening right now in your car, in your house, wherever you are?
Yeah, exactly.
Thank you. Thank you for listening.
Otherwise, we're just two people in a room having a chat.
Otherwise, we're two nut jobs.
Well, we are that. It's just someone actually gave us a job on the radio.
Exactly. So it's going to be like a full 10 degrees cooler than yesterday.
I know.
Which is going to be nice.
It's very nice and pleasant.
A few grumpy people around yesterday.
Might even go outside today.
Yeah, right. I went for a swim. It was beautiful. It's even really hot down the beach. Like, it was one of those days where you go, oof, I shouldn't be out in this sun for too long.
Are you one of those people that does that, like, hot sand walk?
Yes.
Yeah.
And I've got black thongs, right? So when I leave the thongs by the stairs and I go down to the beach, I come back and they're so hot.
Yeah.
What was I thinking getting black
thongs? You go from hot sand to a hot thong.
107.7 2GO.
Hey, you're like me. You don't drink coffee.
No.
We're both naturally effervescent.
I know, but people often say to me, why? And they try to make me drink coffee. I've had ex-boyfriends try and give me, you know, coffee milkshakes and coffee ice cream and even coffee cake. And people are really disturbed by the fact that I don't drink coffee.
I won't kiss my wife after she's drank coffee.
Yeah, right.
I just can't, even the smell of it for me, I can't do
it.
Yeah,
right.
It's too much.
There you go.
So, but one thing I do partake in sometimes when I'm really low on energy, like, especially with Evie lately being so young and waking up in the middle of the night, is an energy drink.
Oh, yeah, you're not. I've seen you drink energy drinks.
Yeah, and I know they're not the best thing for you, but honestly, sometimes it's the only thing I can do to keep me going.
Yeah.
So whatever the energy drink might be, I'll have one. And, you know, they're okay. Okay. Do you ever have one?
No, I'm not really a fan of the energy drink.
For someone like you, if you had one,
I don't need it. If I had that stuff, I'm never sleeping, you know?
Yeah. Well, I think
I'd be like the Tasmanian tiger, you know, the little cartoon Tasmanian tiger.
The Tasmanian devil.
The Tassie devil that just goes around. That would be me.
Kind of want to see it. In the States, though, there's $65,000 worth of energy drinks that's been stolen.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's a lot of energy drinks.
Yeah, you know, it was a big trailer, you know, the B double kind of thing.
Oh,
like
wow.
A big trailer.
Okay. Yeah.
Someone has stolen a trailer full of energy drinks. Now, I don't know what you're going to do with $65,000 worth of energy drinks.
You know, clearly that may be going to a dance festival, like one of those rave festivals.
Oh,
just going to
park
the truck out the front and charge those guys $15 a pop.
That's a lot of energy drinks.
That's a lot of energy
drinks. You know when stuff falls off the back of a truck?
Yeah.
It's like, you know, it's like maybe a jacket or two, and it'd be like, hey man, I got a jacket for $20.
Yeah.
If someone's got a truck full of energy drinks,
that's,
it's going
to
look slightly suspicious.
Yeah.
It's like you're going to buy boxes of 24. Mate, I'll give it for you $2.
Well, I either reckon there's teenage boys queuing up somewhere behind a shed with their money ready to go.
Yeah.
Or there's some sort of dance festival happening. Because otherwise, how are you going to shift that much?
Here's the thing. The FBI is offering a $2,000 reward to anyone with any info about the stolen truck. I've got some info for you.
I have,
I can help you out. That truck is long gone.
Yeah.
You are never going to find it. Whoever stole it had $65,000 worth of energy drinks. It's in Mexico.
It's way gone.
107.7 2GO.
We've got comedian and friend of the show, Lewis Garnham, joining us.
I've just looked up your Instagram because you're a grammar, and I've just followed you on the Instagram, Louis Garnham.
Ah, thank you.
Louis
That's
Garnham.
Really
You've got
sweet.
Nearly 1,000 followers. You're doing all right.
Ooh, yeah. How good's that? I was in the city in Melbourne a few weeks ago.
Yep.
I was in like a, you know, those like trendy / pretentious alleyways.
Yeah.
And I was sitting in one of those eating a burger and I saw something.
Was it an overpriced burger that
absolutely,
was miniature? Was it like
absolutely.
Tiny? Did it have like a pickle and a pickled onion and some sort of other thing on top?
Absolutely. And it had one of those descriptions in the menu that just uses too many words. Like, you know, like, oh, beautiful soft bed of caramelized. Anyway, all that sort of stuff. Yeah. And I was sitting there and I look over and there's a big wall with really cool graffiti all over it, like sort of near me.
Yeah, nice.
Beautiful graffiti. And there's a homeless guy sleeping against the wall. Two women about my age go over to him and I can't hear what they're saying, but they wake him up and they must have like asked him to move. And then he has to drag his cardboard mattress out of the way so that they can then take turns getting photos in front of the graffiti for their Instagrams.
Are you
How
serious?
Shocking
is that? That is shocking.
That was a real, when I saw that, I was like, whoa. You know, people always say people my age are really narcissistic and bad. And when
and
I saw
you guys
that,
are like, always going, "No, nah, we're not. No,
yeah,
we're not."
I've always defended us.
Yeah, when pasta I saw smashed that, ever. I was like, I'm fine.
Yeah, I'm all good.
So did you watch this unfold and think, "Should I go and say something?" Or like,
isn't that wild?
Because it's wild. That's terrible.
Like maybe this is a bad thing to admit on air, but when I first told someone about that story, I told one of my friends about that, and he said, "Oh, Lewis, that's so bad that I almost don't believe you. I almost can't believe that it's true." And I said, "Mike, I can prove it. I filmed the whole thing for my Instagram."
107.7 2GO.
Hey, my name's Mandy. I'm addicted to cheese. It's been 12 hours since I last had a piece of brie. I'm not even joking. I promise I won't have any cheese today.
Okay. No, you don't. You can't promise
I can't
that.
Promise that, actually, because there's leftover potato bake in the fridge, which I'm probably going to have for lunch.
And that's mozzarella on that?
No, there's just some cheddar on that. But, yeah, I do love my cheese.
What's your go-to? What's your favourite cheese?
Oh, God, that's too hard.
Because I'm telling
really
you right now,
hard.
Don't come at me with any of that hard, mouldy stuff.
Oh, it's the best.
What, you're eating mould?
Yes, you are.
Give
and
me
it
camembert.
Is delicious.
Give me camembert and brie. That's it.
No, mate. I like the Havarti, the Gouda. Give me Parmesan. Gouda. I'll literally shave bits of Parmesan off and eat that. That is the best.
What's that white cheese that comes in like a liquid? What's that one? I'm going to have to Google it
like,
now.
When you're talking feta?
No.
Ricotta.
Yeah, maybe.
Something like that. Anyway.
It's all weird.
Cheese. Strange. I love it. I'm the cheese monkey. So you can imagine how excited I was to hear about a cheese that's having a comeback in Norway. Now, I intend to travel to Norway later this year. Don't ask me why, but I've picked Norway as the go-to place for my holiday. And in Norway, there's a cheese called Gammelost, which is being brought back because it was a cheese that was made decades and centuries ago, right?
Yeah.
Gammelost translates to old cheese.
Yeah.
Wait till you hear this. It's really hard and crumbly. It looks a little bit like a cake that's gone hard. Like that's the consistency of the cheese. It's really crumbly.
Not sounding appealing.
It's got like these thin strands of this special mold that grow through it. Like they're kind of like cat hairs. Oh, that's how thin the strands are.
It's a dry cheese with special strands of mold that kind of look like cat hair.
Yes.
This sounds awesome.
It smells like a dog's bed. I would give this a go, though. I so would give this a go.
Oh.
And you know what? It's supposed to be a healing cheese. Now, myth has it that it's a healing properties. And here you go, Widow, one for the guys.
Yeah.
It boosts your sexual prowess.
Okay.
It used to be known as Viking Viagra. And it used to live under the beds of maidens, and maidens would fondle the cheese every week, which apparently spread the bacteria through the cheese.
Right. Well, this is...
It's cheese that's been fondled by maidens.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's a hard cheese that'll get you hard.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
Viking Viagra.
You're going to Norway? You're going to have some of this cheese?
I'm
going to
bring you all back some Gammelost.
Yeah. No, I'll miss out on that one.
No, mate. We'll do a giveaway on air.
Oh, great.
Who wants to win the Viking Viagra?
107.7 2GO.
It's Akmal Saleh.
Hello.
Hello. Hello, people. Hello, Mandy and Widow and everyone. Should I mention everyone at 2GO?
Yeah, you could, but, you know, we don't have a lot of time. I mean, we, you know.
You can say hello, Al.
And hello, Al. Hello, big gay Al.
Nice.
And, you know, people that are listening don't really know the people working. It's just, they'll get bored and they'll
turn true.
Off.
It's true. Hey, Akmal, yesterday on the show, I don't know whether you heard this story, but there were some monkeys that escaped from a zoo in Belfast. Did you get wind of this?
Yes, I did get a lot of, very much wind. Anything involving monkeys attracts my attention immediately because, you know, theoretically, they're my relatives. They're my ancestors.
Yes.
You know, and look, I love it when animals escape, right? This is in Belfast. Have you been to Belfast?
I have been to Belfast a long time
ago. Yeah, okay. Now, you can vouch for me for this because they escaped by climbing on trees, right? Like these trees got soft, so they became like ropes. They're very smart animals. And then they went to the zoo and looked over the fence and thought, oh, no, we're in Belfast. It's the most boring city on the planet. They thought, what are we going to do? Ah, oh, bugger it. Let's just go back to the cages.
And
the same thing will happen in Dubbo. The Dubbo animals try to escape, and then they go, we're in Dubbo. What are we going to do? That's why you never hear of an animal escaping from Dubbo Zoo, because You get locals wanting to go in the cages to, you know, to make life more exciting.
there'll be a reality TV show next. I'm stuck in Dubbo. Get me out of here.
I'm in Dubbo. Get me out of here. Exactly. That's not a TV show. That's reality. That's not reality TV. But it turned out to be a misunderstanding. They weren't monkeys at all. You know, they had to apologize for writing that, because turns out they were the Brisbane Broncos on their annual leave. they were just
Mad Monday.
Yeah, I know. They all got tranquilized and they enjoyed it, apparently. They said, can we get tranquilized again tomorrow?
As long as they weren't tranquilizing anyone else. That's the main thing.
That's the important thing, isn't it, with the Broncos?
It is indeed.
Now this is an interesting story from Melbourne. Have you heard of the conversion therapy?
Yeah, this is a really odd one. So this is for people who are gay.
Yes.
And there's a group of people that think that by doing some sort of conversion therapy, they may be able to cure their gayness. Is that right?
Yeah, because they see it as an illness, as a disease.
Yes.
Right? Because I could just, when I read this, I just imagine a guy panicking and going to the doctor and say, "Doc, I just think I've caught homosexuality. I've just, it's all over. I'm pretty sure I've got it." And the doctor said, "How do you know?" Well, as soon as I woke up this morning, I just had an overwhelming urge to redecorate my apartment and wear really color matching clothes. And then I did something I've never done before in my life. I went and bought a Kylie Minogue CD. This is ridiculous, right? It's absolutely absurd. It's what they do is they try and fix your gayness and make you straight. But this is one of the things they do. They put you in a bathtub full of ice.
Oh, really?
So for 7 hours, and apparently after the 7 hours of being in the ice, you just go, "That's it. I like girls now." You know?
Wow, or, that's crazy, that's, isn't it?
Maybe they just say they're straight so they can get out of the stupid ice.
Well, maybe exactly. I mean,
But my message to you is: if you are gay and you want to keep your gayness, watch the temperature in your bathtub. Don't go to sleep and the water will get cold. You might be there for a few hours. You wake up, and there you go. You're no longer gay. You're not welcome at the Mardi Gras anymore. You have to cancel your float.
Yeah, unless you bring your Kylie Minogue CD with you.
Bring the Kylie Minogue and make sure you're fashionably dressed and shaved. And wax.
It's good life advice from Akmal Sali on 2GO.
It's gay advice from Akmal Sali. Well, look,
welcome to Gay Advice with Akmal Sali. Someone just tuned in then.
Imagine.
I knew it.
All right, we've got to run. Akmal Sali, thank you so much for joining us.
Lovely to chat, my friend. Have a good week.
Thank you, my friends. I miss you and I love you.
I miss you.
We love you too, mate. Take care.
Bye. 107.7 2GO. In a galaxy far, far away. Capcom, we're go for landing. It's time for space news. We do love our space news on this show, don't we? I mean, it's not just me.
No, yeah, it's...
Hey.
No, okay, I'll give it to you.
I think you'll be interested in this, right? Because we all went silly back in 2012 when they announced this, you know, the Dutch company announced that they were going to send people to Mars. Remember that?
It was a Dutch company?
It was a Dutch company called Mars One. Yeah, a Nobel laureate was the guy that was launching it or helping to launch it.
Yeah.
And they said, right, let's go. Who wants to be an astronaut that never comes back? Who wants to be...
Oh, I remember this now,
and they launched this worldwide search for astronauts. Astronauts or people that wanted to become astronauts, but it was a one-way ticket.
I remember the one-way ticket thing. I remember that because I was like, wow. There's
a guy from Australia that got onto the shortlist.
Yeah,
I think.
Imagine telling your partner or something like, "I'm going to Mars. I'm never coming back."
I know, but imagine being on that mission, like just going down in history as the first people to go to another planet. Like, pretty incredible.
Mm.
But unfortunately, look, they've come out now, the people behind Mars One, and they've said, we can't get this off the ground by 2024 as promised.
Oh, come on, guys.
We can't do it. It's just too expensive and the technology is just not there at the moment. It's going to take a lot more money and it's going to take a lot more time. Like, a lot more time. Like, probably 100 years.
I could have told you that.
Yeah. So he reckons it is, you know, a launch date 100 years from now with a with a budget of tens of billions of dollars.
100 years from now?
He said that's an achievable goal. No, he's saying, seriously, it's going to take so long to get this off the ground and to make sure that the technology and everything is right.
You know what? This sounds like me on a weekend. Good intentions, you know? You know what? Yeah, no, Friday night. I'm going to get the lawns done Friday night.
Yep.
We'll do them then. Definitely going to get the lawns done Friday night.
Going to clean the barbecue on Saturday.
It's going to be great. It's going to be really good. Yeah. Sunday afternoon comes around.
Nothing's done.
Yeah, no, the lawns. Maybe.
I'll do them tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. It's just procrastination.
Well, I think it's more than that. But basically, the people that will be on the Mars One mission haven't been born yet. So I'll just leave you with
107.7 CGO.
So I'm not getting much sleep at the moment, and this happened a couple of nights ago, and I think I've worked out why.
Mm-hmm.
So about a month and a half ago, I went to a secondhand shop in Long Jetty because I love having a Fossick.
Yeah.
And I like collecting old stuff. I like collecting 60s and 50s gear, 70s gear. My house is full of all sorts of interesting things.
You've got some beautiful furniture in your house, which is
I've collected it over
kind of more
many
retro
years.
Style. It's
very,
very
retro.
Nice.
Very retro. Nice. You know, the old Genie bottles and things like that. The old canisters with the tea, coffee and flour and rice.
Yeah, they're
sort of
great.
Stuff. They're pretty
really
cool. Anyway, I went to Long Jetty where there's some great secondhand shops, and I found this painting about a month and a half ago. Well, it's actually not a painting. It's a print, an old print from the 60s of a wave. Somebody's painted this beautiful picture of a wave, the ocean.
Yeah.
And it's got this really lovely 60s feel to it, and I sort of went, no, I can't afford it. I'll just leave it. You know, it's too much money, whatever.
Yeah.
Anyway, I've been dreaming about this picture for the last sort of month and a half, and then it was payday last week, and I thought, I'll stuff it. I'm going to go and see if I can get it, if I can talk her down. You know, make an offer, see if she'll take it. And
throw it
she
out
did.
There.
Throw it out there.
Yep.
She knocked off $15. I was really happy, and I took it home, and I went, right, now where am I going to put it? So the only real place I could find, because my house is pretty busy and full now.
Yeah.
I thought the only place I can really put it, and the place that I think I'd really like to put it, is above my bed. So above my bed head, there was a nice space and it was perfect size, and I thought, this is perfect.
How big is this thing?
So it's probably about, what's that, about 70?
About a metre?
70 metres, 70 centimetres long and maybe about, I don't know, 40, 45 wide, something like that.
So it's not huge, but it's not tiny.
It's not tiny.
Yeah, yeah.
So I thought, right, I'll put it on, I'll put it above my bed head.
Mm-hmm.
So I got some of those sticky hooks.
Ah, I know the ones.
The sticky hooks.
Yeah, yeah, the ones that don't leave marks. They're good for renting.
You can pull them off,
and,
that's
yeah,
right. You don't have to put nails in your wall, right? So,
well, they can hold a fair bit of weight. That should be okay.
They can, although I had lost the cover of the box that they came in, which told me how much weight they could carry.
So I
didn't know.
You lost the instructions,
maybe. I lost the instructions.
This is when you need someone like me.
I don't care about instructions.
That keeps all the
instructions. No, I'm one of those people that just goes, stuff the instructions. I'm just going to have a crack.
Let's wing it.
Yeah. That's my life.
Yeah.
So I don't know how much weight these hooks hold. Mm-hmm. So I thought, right, I'll use two. I'll be on the safe side, I'll use two.
Okay.
But I still don't know how much weight they hold.
Does it have a frame around it, this painting?
Yeah, it's got a frame and glass.
Oh, so it's got a bit of weight
then. It'd be over 2 kilos.
Yeah.
I actually stood on the scales and weighed myself, and then I picked up the painting and weighed myself again. But I'm not sure that it was accurate. I don't think it was accurate because I was trying to figure out how much it weighs.
You know what you should have done?
What?
Is you should have filled a bath up with water and then got yourself in there. See how much water is displaced. Weigh that.
Anyway, I was trying very hard to find out how much this picture weighed. I couldn't figure it out. And I thought, stuff it. I'll just use two hooks.
Okay.
So.
What happened?
So I put it up.
Yeah.
But now I'm so worried about this thing falling on my head in the middle of the night that I'm not sleeping.
Well, it's not going to fall on your head.
How do you know that?
Well, I mean,
I've had stuff stuck on my walls that's fallen down in the middle of the night before.
Really?
From sticky hooks.
Oh.
So I am paranoid that this thing is going to fall on my head.
If only you had some instructions to help you let you know
how
much weight.
Shut up. Instructions in schmuctions. What I would like to ask, though, this morning is, has anyone had anything fall on their head while they've been sleeping?
Okay. Maybe.
I don't know whether this is going to scare me or
make you feel better, maybe.
Or maybe make me feel better.
Okay.
But has something fallen on you while you've been sleeping? It doesn't have to be on your head, but just on you. What's fallen on you in the middle of the night?
All right. Call now 13 27 10. We got tickets to the Red Hot Summer Tour.
Nice.
We can give away if you give us a ring.
Beautiful. Give us a call.
Call right now. 13.
Actually, I don't know why I'm asking. This is going to make me feel worse.
No, it could make you feel good.
Cherie from Gosford, have you had something fall on you while you've been asleep?
Definitely, and I didn't sleep for the rest of the night.
Oh, no. What was it?
I was at a family member's house, and you know those glamour photos that people go and pay a fortune to get of themselves?
No, I definitely don't know anything about that, sure.
Yeah. Well, they had one of those hanging above their bed, and mind you, like, we were stopping over because we were on a bit of a road trip.
Yeah.
And I don't know, it would have been about 1 a.m. I heard this a noise and just smack, bang straight on the face. I couldn't sleep for the rest of the night. Every little noise, I thought, is there something else going to fall on me? I was paranoid.
Oh, my God. How was your face?
It was all right because, I don't know, it's like a foam sort of material that it's backed onto or something.
Okay.
Well, you're lucky it wasn't glass. And
yeah. But I'd take it down, Mandy, if I was you.
Oh,
yeah.
No, Sheree. Okay, thank you, Sheree, for the advice. This is really good advice. I need this. Deb from your minor. Hi. What fell on your hubby?
Well, he should have been patient and not have too many sherbets. And I said, in the morning, I'll find it. But no, 1:20 in the morning, he's opening the unit and there's these two beautiful 50-centimetre Chinese statues on top. And he wiggled the drawer and, of course, one of them fell and hit him on the head, 11 stitches. He woke me up with the pain.
So hang on, is he doing something in his sleep or is he just drunk?
No, he had too many sherbies. He was awake and I said, listen, I'll get it in the morning. But no, had to have it. Had to have it then.
Had to go rummaging through the drawer and then knocked over a statue that fell
on
his head.
A Chinese statue and left him with stitches.
Serves him right, Deb.
That's right. Confucius say men with too many sherbets should not go rummaging through drawers.
Deb, I love you so much.
Oh, that's brilliant.
Oh, Jenny from Davistown, hi.
Hi.
Now, is this you that this happened to?
No, many years ago, my father-in-law.
Yeah, right. What happened?
He went to bed and the ceiling came down on him. One of those plaster ceilings.
The ceiling?
The actual ceiling.
Yeah. Fell down on him. It was funny. Well, we opened the door and all we could see was these two wide eyes staring at us and soot everywhere.
But what made the ceiling fall down? That's unreal.
It was at Newtown, so it was an old house.
Right.
Yeah. And the ceiling just bang. Down it came.
And he's just got this white cloud of dust.
There's this soot everywhere, and all you could see was just two whites of his eyes. Not knowing what happened to him.
Oh, wow.
I love him.
Mandy,
he didn't get hurt, so that was the main thing.
What do you think I should do, Jenny? Should I take this picture down? I'm paranoid.
Oh, definitely.
Okay.
Definitely.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
I'm going home to work that out.
Yeah.
I'll rearrange.
Either that or get a heavier hook.
Okay. Yeah. Thanks, Jenny. We're going to send you along to the Red Hot Summer Tour.
Oh, thank you.
No worries at all. You'll enjoy that. Suzy Quattro, Baby Animals and the Angels. It's going to be
a hoot. Thank you.
You're right. Have a great time, Jenny. Well, maybe you shouldn't be worried about the painting. Maybe you should worry about your ceiling, Mandy.
Oh, mate. I don't have any Chinese statues, thank God.
107.7 2GR.
Friends, have you ever heard of Fox and Friends?
Yeah, I have. Isn't this the TV station that Trump loves?
Yeah, Trump loves to
watch
it,
allegedly.
So
that's where he gets his news from, and it's not a particularly credible news station.
No, and they are constantly stroking his ego on the show and saying how much of a great job he's doing and all that kind of stuff. And
gross.
It's kind of really weird and it's kind of incestuous almost. It's kind of a strange feeling knowing that they're talking to Trump, and it's just anyways.
Weird.
I don't want to talk about that, but that's an overview of the station and what they're up to. But there's a host on there called Pete Hegseth, who the other day came out and said this. He dropped a massive bombshell.
I don't think I've washed my hands for 10 years. Really, I don't really wash my hands ever.
Someone help me.
What?
No, I inoculate myself. It's just not, germs are not a real thing. I can't see them, therefore they're not real.
So you're becoming immune to all of the
exactly.
Bacteria.
I can't get sick.
Did he just say he hadn't washed his hands in 10 years and he doesn't have germs because he can't see them, he doesn't believe they exist?
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
This is the kind of caliber of news reporter that is on the TV in America.
I think of all the hands that he's, you know, done a handshake with and things like
that's
that.
That's gross.
It's disgusting, right?
What about...
It's horrible.
After the toilet.
Yeah, well, okay, well...
That's disgusting.
Yeah, that's the other thing too, yeah.
I mean, the other day I was in the garden just doing a bit of gardening and I got some dirt under my fingernails and it's just gross feeling,
isn't it?
You know, and you have to go and wash your hands straight away because you're like, oh, get that dirt out of it. Like, imagine him. He's going to the garden. He's going to the toilet. He's shaking everyone's hands.
Yeah, it's like, okay, Evie, 6 months at home, had to change her nappy the other day.
See?
When we left the car. And so we did on the back of the car. We changed the nappy. Imagine if someone came up and shook your hand straight away.
Yeah,
after doing that. It's disgusting.
No.
But the whole logic as well. I just want to get into the logic of I can't see them, therefore they don't exist. Yeah. Like, even if this is a joke, I don't care. That's a weird, strange thing to say because, hey, look, I can't see gravity, therefore it doesn't exist.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Exactly, yeah.
I can't see sound, so how it doesn't exist. I can't hear you. Or yesterday, it was so hot. You know, I don't believe in heat. I can't see. It's ridiculous.
I can't see it, yeah.
Strange.
It is a very, very strange logic. Mm. So warning to anybody shaking his hand or walking in the building.
Just hand.
That's
just,
gross.
They'll just have, before I know, when any guest comes on the show, they'll just have two tubs, big open tubs of hand sanitizer.
Yeah, like the gym, before, they've got the wipes there that you just need to grab the wipe on the way
before
in.
Before you go and you just dip your hands in these giant tubs.
Yes,
that's
gross.
How they'll sort it out. 2GO 107.7 2GO.
So Valentine's Day tomorrow, and usually this time of the year, there's a flurry of advertising that comes out for Valentine's Days for Valentine's Day, I should say, for ways that you can curse your ex.
Oh, this.
So if you're not feeling,
I was going to say, I was going to set the tone a little bit.
Yeah, well, is this Kenny G?
I think it might be.
Is that saxophone or is that flute?
It's no, one that's of those saxophone. It's one of those soprano saxes, I think. Yeah.
Oh, this is beautiful. Oh. Yeah. Endless Love, too.
Yeah. Actually, let's not talk. Let's just play this for a while. Oh.
I'm getting all teary.
I've always wanted to do the love song dedication.
Richard Mercer's love song dedications.
Hello, Cindy. Yeah, Cindy. What do you want to say to Phil today?
Well, he dumped me. So Cindy would actually do well to get onto this, right?
Yeah,
so
okay.
If your heart's been broken, there's a wildlife centre over in the US who are saying that the brown bears Cody and Yak would love to help you get your revenge.
Okay.
In exchange for a $20 donation, your ex's name will be put on a salmon and served up for dinner and will provide you with a special certificate, some photos of Cody and Yak destroying your ex. Which is fabulous.
Well, this is like a creative way to, you know,
and it's
get
not
some cash
new. There's
stuff.
A Texas zoo that does the same thing with meerkats, except it's a cockroach. So they put your name, and this is good. I mean, it's a cockroach, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So they put your ex's name on a cockroach, and then they feed it to the meerkat, and send you a photo of the meerkat ripping the head off a cockroach.
Wow.
Which is awesome.
Hey, what are you doing today? I'm writing a bunch of names on cockroaches.
Yeah, imagine that's in your job description.
Yeah.
But look, I know some pretty bad exes. My girlfriends have had some pretty bad experiences, and I reckon that even the meerkat thing, it's too good. It's too good for their exes. It's too quick.
They need something else.
They need something that's not as quick.
A bit more slow and painful.
Something slow and painful, and I'm thinking an ant's nest.
Oh, okay.
I'm thinking put that fish or that cockroach or whatever with the name of the ex on an ant's nest and let them just do death by like 1,000 bites.
Just slowly picking it apart until it gets down to the carcass.
Yeah. Should I have said this out loud? Bones. Maybe I should have kept this in my inside voice. 107.7 2GO. This story just made me laugh and made me think of my own parents. It's from the US where a mother has been walking around a university in Maryland, harassing students.
That's not good.
It's not good. It's not good. But when you hear what she was doing, you might laugh. Mm-hmm. She was basically holding her phone, going up to students, approaching them with a picture of her son on her phone and asking people if they would be interested in dating her son.
Oh, okay. Right. That's different.
If you're a university-aged guy, you do not want your mum walking around university campus with a photo of you going, will you date my son? I mean, that is just awful.
Oh, unless you can't figure out what to put on your Tinder profile and just go, mum, can you do it? And then she doesn't understand technology.
Wow.
So she goes around to everyone saying, hey, do you like my son?
The police were called. All the students were notified because she was just approaching all these people. Like they put out, you know, a little thing saying she's wearing glasses, blue jeans and, you know. they've got a
description.
A description of her, you know, look out for a woman with brown shoes carrying a dark coloured coat. Anyway,
the poor son.
I know the son is who I feel for, right? Because my parents were super embarrassing. And that's why I have taken it upon myself to be a super embarrassing parent as well. I think you hand this down through generations.
Okay.
But my parents, I remember distinctly, I was about 14 years old and they were pretty good. They let me date from an early age because I was a bit boy crazy. And there was a guy.
You? No.
I know.
Who would have thought?
So this guy came to pick me up. And I think about this and I think I would never have let my 14-year-old daughter do this, but my parents did. He rocked up in a panel van.
Whoa.
So he was 16, had his license, because in Adelaide you could get your license when you were 16.
Yeah, yeah.
So he got his full license. So he's rocked up in a panel van to take me on a date. It's my first sort of proper date in a car with a boy. I'm 14 and a half or something.
Wow.
I know, right? And I look back at this and I go, my God, my parents were very liberal thinking about this. But they still did this. Okay, so mum and dad are at the dining room table and they say to me, Look, if Mark's coming to pick you up in that car, he has to come in and meet us. He has to shake your father's hand.
Oh, that's good.
We have to look him in the eye. We have to say, where are you going? What are you doing? And whatever, right? So they were still responsible parents.
Put a bit of that fear into the guy, you know.
That's
I've got to answer to her parents.
Not so much fear. Have a listen to what happened. So Mark arrives, knocks at the door. Now I have to go up the passageway to go to the door. So I go up the passageway. Hi, Mark. Hey, do you mind coming inside? You've got to meet my parents. He walks down the passageway. By the time we get back down to the dining room, my mum and my dad have put on clown wigs, the kind that are bald with the red, like, curly hair that goes around the outside.
Yeah, the kind of creepy-looking ones.
The creepy-looking, both mum and dad have them on, and dad's just sitting there reading the paper. He goes, oh, g'day, mate. How are you going? Like nothing is going on. Meanwhile, I am dying. I am 14 years old and
great.
I am dying. This is my proper first date. I've got my eyeshadow on, my earrings. I'm feeling like, you know, ooh, this is exciting.
Yeah.
And there's mum and dad dressed as clowns.
Well, what was the guy's reaction? What was the date's reaction?
It lasted like 2 weeks and he ran for the hills, obviously.
Oh, I think your parents are legends for doing that.
I know.
Quite early. It's pretty good.
I know, but at least I didn't walk around university campus showing people my photo going, would you go out with her?
Yeah,
do you want to go out with her?
Yeah.
But I do want to ask how parents have ruined dates for people, because parents do this all the time.
This would be great.
And this is your God-given right as a parent. I mean, you'll get to this with Evie.
Yeah.
You know, it's your prerogative to make life as uncomfortable as you like for your kids, right?
All right. Well, call right now, 13 2710. I'd love to hear some of these stories.
This is either how your mum and dad ruined a date or how you've managed to do it for your kids.
Yep.
All right. We've got John from Somersby on the line. Hey, John.
How you doing, boys?
Hey, mate.
Good. What happened? Is this you ruining it for your kids?
Yeah, my daughter brought her first boyfriend home, and they walked down the aisle, and then I teach martial arts as a hobby, and the boy picked up the uniform and said, oh, your brother does a little bit of my martial arts. And she said, oh, no, my dad teaches. It's the last time we've seen him.
Yeah, this is it, right? Was your daughter dark on you for that? Like, what did she do?
Oh, dirty for ages.
Oh, was she?
But it's just being honest. It's just the truth.
Are you going to do this again? That's the question, John.
Generally, anyone that I don't like, yes.
Anyone you don't like, you just go, I'm a martial artist.
Yeah.
Wow, see? I need you in my life, John, because my daughter's, you know, my daughter's quite young and beautiful and she's dating as well. So, all right, I either have to take martial art lessons
I think
or get some clown wigs, one or the other.
John, do you want to teach Mandy some martial art?
Definitely, no problem.
Done.
Sorry. Oh, perfect.
Thanks for the call,
John.
7.7.
Well, it's time to go, but I just want to check quickly. Have you sorted your Valentine's Day?
Yes, I've got it covered.
You got it covered? Are you going to tell us what it is or wait till tomorrow?
No, it'll be a surprise for my wife and you tomorrow.
Okay.
No, I haven't got you a Valentine's, just my wife. Yeah.
No, that would be...
The way I said that, it meant.
Yep, that would be weird.
That would be really awkward.
Have a great day.
See you tomorrow
at 5:30. Bye. 107.7, 2GO. Summer feels good.
Summer, I love the outdoors. We love our city. I just love being out in the water. Central Coast 2GO. It's a feel-good summer on 2GO. Summer feels good.